Brandela.
Hi, Brandy.
Hey.
You doing okay?
Having a little breathing problems and congestion, but I'm okay.
Okay.
You doing
good morning,
okay?
Good evening.
Good morning.
One of these days I'll figure out the time.
Good afternoon. You left out. Good afternoon.
I think we just fly into glass.
You must be like Dr. Pepper, 10, 2, and 4.
Sounds good. All right. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
Okay, I'm going to leave.
All right.
Me too.
Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sakwenu, Tacharenu, No. Fresh giant sentet nun. Nagibor Dorshe Hudha Kelavat Shambren Nungimogawad Yutkafshil Barhem Tacharem Rakame Sikatha Tamid Gamlen Betet Resh, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Hasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adatah, Et Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Bnei, Zokre Kiddushatah, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanum, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseawon Wafesha, Bechata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Parasha of Yitro, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu. Urchimud hilud hilu urchimu. Liyakta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. V'yihi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kanane aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kanane hu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandekucha Barichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Wittata Kolayihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Vilei Lach Mila Bialma Barnash. Lada Yale Yamine Yaulam Haga. Eya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada. Big shout inun wicko live spirits. Be alma. Seeing that we're going to be connecting to the mana tonight, I'm going to be doing certain of the normal ritual. So the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that we study, which is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ta'asher barishona. The 72 names of God we connect to utilizing a verse, utilizing a tool where we say each letter out loud in sequence with their root vowels. Wahe wa woyo la yo sayote alame. Mehe shi la la he aka aka heta heza yo alada la awa he he ya yo zala me be he he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nuta hey hey ah yo re ta shi ah hey re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nuta anu yo he ah me re hey ah yo yo za hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa ala re yo ashila me yo he wa he wa danu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he he wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he danu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re hai he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu wa kameta. He he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa he nu da la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he. Ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me. Re he a yo he za. He shi he me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa la he re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa yida la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. wahe be yo ahe ala wa mezayo. Dahe be me kako ala ahe he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left this day, which is the ninth day of Shvat, I believe, we'll double check it as soon as my page opens up. No, it's the ninth day of Shvat. So the Sadiqim who left this day, Rabbeinu Nisim Gurundi, known as the Ran, Rabbi Ezra of Gerona, Rabbi Yaakov Reishker, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak, the sixth Rebbe of Chabad, and Rabbi Yehosef Schwartz, Rabbi Abraham Aminov, Rabbi Eliezer Silber, Rabbi Nahum Abba Grossbard, Rabbi David ben Rabbi Yitzhak Twersky, Ezra HaSofer, Rabbeinu Yosef, the son of Shemuel HaNagid, Rabbi Yehuda Weber, and the eighth verse of the Anabakoach we say in a whisper. We will say the two lines of the Shema, in case anybody in our community has not said the Shema as of yet this evening. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Now, tonight's handout can be found on the Unique Astrological Times page. So that link is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage, or on mobile devices, it's at the bottom of the page. When the Unique Astrological Times link opens up, scroll down about a little more than halfway, and you'll see a section titled The Ritual of the Study of the Mana, Parsha Beshalach. It's just above the holiday of Tu Bishvat. The first link under that is the ritual study for the chapter of Mana, Exodus chapter 16. Please open that up. And we have a handout that comes from Kabbalah Online. No, it's Kabbalah for All. And since we said the Baruch Shem, we will say another L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu. Leyachta l'shem yudhei b'vavhei, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, v'yihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'renei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'reneihu. We read and meditate meditate on this section of Parashat Bishalach on Tuesday of the week that the Parasha is read. And since Monday night is actually Tuesday, the third day of the week, and it is, we are taught to study Torah day and night, or night and day is the appropriate order, we will say it tonight. Through reading this section, we connect to the energy of sustenance. This section teaches us that God provides each day's sustenance to us. Just as he provided the manna each day to his people Israel in the wilderness. And we will start reading, chanting, singing, depending on what you want to call it. Please join me as we follow along. Yehi ratzon milfanecha, Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu, Velohei Avoteinu, Shetazmin Parnasa, Lekol Amcha, Beit Yisrael, Uparnasati, Uparnasat, Anshe Beiti, Biklalam, Benachad Willo Beitzar, Bekavod Willo Bevizu. Behetayer Villo Beisur, Gideshenu call Avod Avodatefa. Belil Motoratefa, Kimoshezantala Avotenu, Manba Midbar. We begin the actual reading of the manna section. Starts with verse 4 of chapter 16 of the book of Exodus, the book of Shemot.
Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei El Moshe Hineni Mamtir Lachem Lechem Min Hashamayim Liatzaham Vilatu Divaryom Viyomoleman Anasenu Hayelech v'torati imlo, v'haya b'yom hashishi, v'hekinu et asher yaviu v'chaya mishne al asher yiltetu yom, yom, v'yome Moshe. We acharon el kol bnei Yisrael erev idatayim ki Adonai Yohei Wahei hotzio etchem eretz Mitzrayim uvoker uritem Et kivod Adonai Yohei Wahei v'shamo et tulunotechem al Adonai Yohei Wahei lachem v'erev basar lekov lechem v'boker lishboa bishmo Adonai Yohei Wahei et tulunotechem asher atem malinim alav nachnu malo aleinu tulunotechem ki al yad Adonai. Yo-heh-wah-heh. Vayomer Moshe el Aharon. Emor el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Kiru lifnei Adonai Yo-heh-wah-heh. Ki shama et tulunotechem, vayehi kedaber acharon, el kol adat b'nei Yisrael, vayifnu el hamidbar, v'hine kivod Adonai Yoheh Waheh, Mira be'anan. Vaydaber Adonai Yoheh Waheh El Moshe le'mor shamati et tulunot b'nei Yisrael daber alehem le'mor ben ha'arbaim tochlu vasar v'boker ishbe'u lachem v'bidatem ki ani Adonai Yoheh Waheh Eloheichem v'yehi ba'erev v'ata'al ashlavat kas et ha-machaneh uva-boker hayta shik na'vat hatal saviv la-machaneh bata'al shik vat hatal v'hine al p'nei ha-midbar dach mechus pas dach kapo ka kachor al haaretz vayiru b'nei Yisrael vayomru eish el achiv man hu kilo yadu mahu vayomer Moshe alehem uhalechem asher natan Adonai Yoheh Waheh lachem leachla zehadavar asher tziva Adonai Yoheh Waheh liktu mimeanu ishlifi achlo aomer omed legulogul legulagul golet mispar nafshotetem ishlasher biachalo tikachu vayasu ken b'nei Yisrael vayilketu hamarba behamam it vayamodu v'aomer v'lo ha'adah Ha'adif ha'marbe v'hamam ya'it lo hechser ish lefi achlo lekatu v'yomer Moshe alehem ish al yoter Mimenu ad baboker, v'lo shamu el Moshe, v'yotu yotu iru anashim mimenu ad boker v'yarum, kol Vayim Vayivash Vayitzov Alehem Moshe Vayilketu Oto Baboker Ishkefi Achlo Vehem Hashemesh Venamas Vayehi Bayom Hashishi Latu Leahem Mishne Shne Haomer Leahad Vayavo Konasiya Konasiya Haida Yagidu Moshe Vayomer Aleichem Hu Asher Diber Adonai Yohe Wahe Shabbatun Shabbat Chodesh Ladonai Yohe Wahe Maharet Asher Tofu Eifu Ve'et Asher tevashlu, vashelu be'et kohaodech, anichu lachem, l'mishmeret ad haboker, vayanichu oto ad haboker. Kasher tziva Moshe Velo hivish Verima lo haita Bo Vayomer Moshe Ichluhu Hayom ki Shabbat Hayom Ladonai Yohe Wahe Hayom lo timsahu basade sheshet yamin tilketuhu uvayom hashvi shabbat lo yihye bo vayehi bayom hashvi yatu minham La lil kot velo matzahu Vayomer Adonai Yohe Wahe El Moshe Adana Me'antem lishmor mitzvotai v'torotai ro'u Ki Adonai Yohe Wahe Natan Lachem HaShabbat Al Kein Hu Noten Lachem Bayom HaShishi Lechem Yomayim Shavu Ishtatal Al Yetze Ish Minkomo Vayom hashvi Vayishbechu ha'am Vayom hashvi Vayikreu Beit Yisrael Et shemo man V'hu kozera Gad lacha lavan V'tamo Kapi chayet Ketzapichit Bidvash Vayomer Moshe Zeh Hadavar Asher Tziva Adonai Yohe Wahe Melo Haomer Mimenu Lemishmeret Ledoroteichem Lema'an Yiru Halechem Asher He'ekalti Hashem Bamidbar v'Behotzi Etchem Meretz Mitzrayim. Vayomer Moshe El Aharon Kach Sintenet Achat V'Ten Shama Melo Haomer Man Havehanach Oto Lifne Adonai Yohewahe Mishmeret Dorotechem Tashetzi Adonai Yohewahe El Moshe V'Yanishaehu Acharon Lifne Ha'edut L'Mishmaret Uvne Yisrael Achlu Et Haman Arbaim Shana Arboam El Eretz Noshachem Noshavet Et Haman Achlu Ad Boam El Ketzei Aretz Kenaan V'Haomer Asirit Ha'efa Ku. What follows is the English translation. Does anybody have any questions on the mana? Does everybody understand why the mana connects to Parnassa? If you'll now turn to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, I'm trying to turn to the Yeshem Matrix. In column 14 of the matrix, second column from the left is the landing page for the Ari's writings. And we won't have time to finish all of it, but we can do the first link. So if you open up the landing page for the Ari's writings, scroll down to the Parasha of Beshalach. You're going to see some interesting, relatively short classes or handouts. And we will start with the first one, Joseph's Bones. Joseph converted a number of souls in Egypt, and therefore circumcised them. These were the mixed multitude that left with the Jewish people. We will be discussing, when we get towards the end of Parasha Lech Lecha in the Zohar, there's a very lengthy section by like about 5 pages on circumcision. And so I don't want to go into the idea of circumcision and what is its purpose, because we'll discuss that in those classes on a deeper level. But essentially, by circumcising the mixed multitude, he corrected some of the negativity. Obviously not all of it, because we still suffer with the mixed multitude. When the Jewish people left Egypt, Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For Joseph had adjured the children of Israel, saying, God will deliver you, and you will bring up my bones from here with you. As you know, our sages tell us, when Pharaoh told the Egyptians, go to Joseph and do whatever he tells you, Joseph required them to circumcise themselves. Although there were people who did the circumcisions, it wasn't self-described, self-mutilated, whichever term you wish to use. After storing up food during the 7 years of plenty, the Egyptians found that when the years of famine began, it had all rotted. They went to Pharaoh, who advised them to go to Joseph and ask him for food. Joseph told them that he would distribute food to them only if they circumcised themselves. Pharaoh advised the Egyptians to comply with his demand, for he evidently decreed that the produce should rot. What happens if he decrees that we should die? Unwritten commentary is obviously Pharaoh was in awe of Joseph, because he thought Joseph was doing what God was doing. And Joseph always was careful and clear. It was never him, it was always God. In so doing, he converted a number of souls and therefore circumcised them. These were the mixed multitude that left Egypt with the Jewish people. When the Jews left Egypt, a mixed multitude also left with them. These were converts from a number of peoples, including Egyptians. Moses also wanted to accept them and take them in under the wings of the Shekhinah. Moses wanted to shorten the process. Therefore, since Joseph began this deed and was the first one to convert them to Judaism, it is appropriate that Moses took him, Joseph, with him personally. In the Talmud, the Masechet Sota, the sages point out, whereas all the other Jews were occupied with the spoils of Egypt, Moses occupied himself with the mitzvot, with fulfilling Joseph's Sorry for the delay, but the page jumped. In the Talmud Sota, the sages point out, whereas all the other Jews were occupied with the spoils of Egypt, Moses occupied himself with the mitzvot, with fulfilling Joseph's wish to be exhumed and taken to the Holy Land. The Arizal gives a thematic explanation of why this is so. That's the end of the first section. If we continue reading on this page, we're going to get that thematic explanation. There are three sections to this theme about how they didn't travel through the land of the Philistines and who are the Philistines. But I think we're going to leave that for tomorrow. Does anyone have any questions? Reminding you to say the mana again tomorrow morning. Tomorrow evening, 4:30, we will have our deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue with the Ari's writings for the week. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening and a beautiful week. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good night.